You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
You should be the one telling intellectuals through your intellectual properties how to work with God, versus allowing your intellect, unregenerated, to take you from God. You become so smart, then the Bible wasn't really real, and the Bible is not true, and it's a white man's God, and all of this other stuff that you listen to, intellectuals. Anybody walking to me talking about intellectual stuff, I'm not an intellectual. I know scripture. You can't change my faith, man. I don't care how smart you are.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Knowing God. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 7.
Let me decree it and declare it. Some of you are about to walk in what you've been fighting for all your life, physically, relationally, financially. Can somebody say amen? It's about to turn for you. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. He's going to work in your favor late in the midnight hour. Ooh, Jesus. Man, I'm preaching better than you're saying amen. Give him praise right now. He's turning it around.
Oh, God.
Ah, I got some people, some desert babies ready to give him glory. Come on, Samantha. Some of us thought we knew God until this message came. Stop putting God in the box. How many of you heard me say, we don't check, we don't live in boxes, we check them. Some of you have been living in a box. You think God is tied to your experience, but he's bigger than your experience. He's bigger than it. Thank you, Lord. But that girl say, sickness is not your portion. Her last name is Carr. I was in Houston, Texas, and that girl was at the service, and I was preaching, man. That girl was sitting, she had just finished singing, and she may have been 19. And she was sitting there, and her mom, she blew it up, man. And so everybody wanted to buy. She said, I can't move. Because what he's saying is he's ministering to me. And I said, girl, God's, I didn't know her. I said, God is going to use you. What you sung today is powerful. I said, but it's bigger than you. You sing like an elderly woman, and you're a young girl. And she was sitting right there. She just lifted up her hands. And so instead of allowing fame to mess up her mind, she wanted a word from the Lord. Y'all understand that? And that girl sat there, man, forgot her book sales. I don't need all that. I'm sitting under the word. Thank you, God. And that girl caught it. She became Mary in that moment. Chosen the better part, not selling books and selling CDs. She did that. But I need a word from the Lord. I need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. To know God joyfully, content in all of your experiences or circumstances, is to know that He's enough. That He's enough. I know I got lack in my money, but He's enough. There's something missing in my relationship, but He's enough. I don't have what I need on my job, but God's enough. He makes the difference. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody that knows what I'm talking about. They know what I'm saying right now. God's enough. Oh, my God. Put on the screen Psalm 16, 7. I got to get through this. I'm still in my introduction. Look at it. Read it together. 1, 2, ready, read. I will praise the Lord who counsels me even at night. Wait. I will praise the Lord. What does He do? That's guidance. Now, if you don't know Him, this is the backdrop of this scripture. God wants to guide, not you. A guide is the one that takes lead. I want you to think about going into a new country and you have a guide. That's someone who knows the land. They knows what you're going to do. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, all the way to your 14th day, and get you back to the airport so you can take off and come home. That's a guide. Notice, I will praise the Lord because He counsels. Another word there is He guides me. Even at night. In other words, when I'm asleep, He's speaking and guiding me. When I can't see my way, He's still guiding me. When I don't know what to do next. If He can guide you while you're awake, He can guide you when you sleep. Don't ever get it in reverse. Many people are trying to get God to guide when they're asleep, but He never guided you when you're awake. You got to learn how to take His counsel when you are cognizant, because you got to deny self to do that. When you got all of your faculties, remember now thy Creator, when you have all of your faculties, in the days of your youth, or when you first get saved, learn how to let Him guide you then. And then when it's night, He can guide you when you sleep. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. If He can't guide you when you're awake, you'll stumble at guidance when you're asleep. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. Notice the heart is surrendered to the one who guided during the day. Many of us are receiving counsel at night, but it's not from the Lord. Notice, I will praise the Lord. It's specific, who counsels me, even, because it's an extension from His counsel. Even at night, my heart instructs me. Why? Because my heart submitted to His counsel. If you're just trusting heart now, you're going to miss God. That verse is very powerful. I like verse 8. It'll be on the screen in a moment. I have set the Lord. 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 It's intentional. I put Him first. I set the Lord always before me. Not just before my eyes, but before what I want to do, before I make a decision, before I leave the house, before I go and buy anything, I set Him before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. The right hand means strength. He's at the level. He's my strength. Because He's my strength, I can rest that I will not be shaken if I set Him before me. Y'all all see it? You can read past that verse and you'll be like, well, my heart told me. Don't trust your heart in the night when he hadn't led you during the day. Notice God speaks, it's called day. The day you hear my voice. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. The day you hear my voice, harden not. Work the work of him that sent you while it is day. For when night comes, no man can work. You got to work with him when you're cognizant. Then your heart at night can be trusted. Good God from Zion. We talked about working with him spirit to spirit. You have an intellectual capacity that God gave you to relate to him intellectually. Many people like to relate to other intellectuals, but he gave you intellect so you can understand him intellectually. First, glory to God. Someone gave me a $20 bill, but it didn't feel right. Any of y'all ever got any false money? I was in Atlanta, Georgia in December of last year, and some 20s was next to my car. Right outside of a restaurant, I scooped it up, bam, but when I felt it, this ain't real money. False money. Now, if you don't know real, you say, oh man, I've been blessed with 120. It was 120 of false money. False money. And some of us been sold false goods by the enemy because you don't know the counsel of God. Oh, you got it in your pocket. Your stuff is stacked, but it had no value. Because you need to be able to test it, its authenticity. I pulled out a $20 bill. I gave it to Miss Terry. I said, Miss Terry, does this feel right? She said, I don't know. It feels right. Yeah. So she Googled it and said, if you take a 20 and put it in the light, you should see the reflection. You should see the silhouette of the man there on both sides. When I looked and put it to the light, it passed the test. It didn't feel right at first, but when it went to the light, I can see that it passed the test. But I had to judge it by the light. Some of y'all feeling stuff that ain't real. You need to judge it by putting it in the light. Now I know the money works in the earth. You show up with a $20 bill, it may get you a ticket. But even in the earth, it's designed to be revealed by light. You got to learn how to track it. Notice, if you're ever going to track false dollars, they don't show you false dollars. They let you look at the authentic one. Thank you, Lord. And God has given you intellectual properties so you would know him intellectually. If you're smart, then you should understand that science doesn't conflict with the Bible. It shouldn't take you away from God. You should be the one telling intellectuals through your intellectual properties how to work with God versus allowing your intellect, unregenerated, to take you from God. You become so smart, then the Bible wasn't really real and the Bible is not true and it's a white man's God and all of this other stuff that you listen to intellectuals. I rebuke you in the name of, don't bring that to me. Anybody walking to me talking about intellectual stuff, I'm not an intellectual. I know scripture. You can't change my faith, man. I don't care how smart you are. I was on Front Street, invited to a forum. Catholic priest, Islamic professor, Jewish rabbi, Scientologist, very intellectual, and Bishop Clark from Truth Revealed. the black sheep. I sat there, I said, how in the world did I get here? The Scientologist was so intellectual, this is Tom Cruise kind of pastor. Tom Cruise, Top Gun. Tom Cruise kind of pastor. He was so intellectual, it was mind-blowing. And he was flipping it out, bam, just hitting stuff, man, from all around the galaxy, using science to disprove God. The Jewish rabbi wanted to take people to Israel. The Islamic priest, professor, don't like the Jewish rabbi. And he was talking about how the Jews is taking the land, and they're not all that. And the Catholic priest was trying to go back to religion. The subject was about abortion. So Bishop Clark, what do you think? What do I think? What do I think? The Scientologist was really about a woman choosing. The way he put it, the way he fixed it. It was so intellectual, man. It's like, who's going to say anything to that? But the Islamic professor, he said, this is why all of you all are going to die and we're going to inherit the land, because we believe in the child. He was strong with it. We're going to inherit the land. You're going to kill out yourselves. Oh, my God. The Catholic priest wanted to be intellectual, but he also wanted to be politically correct. They said, what do you think, Bishop? I said, well, well, this is no lie, I said, Holy Ghost dropped in me. I said, we're all birthed through our mother's womb. But we are the called to our father's seed. And before you make a decision about the father's seed, you must counsel with the father, because it's his seed. And this is what happened. A lady in the back said, ow! And it made everybody get quiet. Oh! She said, I hear your voice, Father. I hear your voice. I'm sorry. I heard the Father's voice. It stopped all communication because the witness was in the room. You don't have to be intellectual. Get your mind out of intellect and let's get with God. Intellect never changed the world. Galileo didn't. He never fought in a battle. He's just smart. Good God from Zion. What's his name? The law of relativity. Einstein didn't change the world. He just gave us a law. It may have opened up technology, but he never fought like David. He didn't gain territories. He wasn't even strong physically. He just had a mind. Don't let intellect get too far with you. Glory to God. Not only does God want us to relate to him intellectually, but he gives us the spiritual urge to know him. It's an urge. It's something in you that propels you. It brought you to church today. I know you thought you got up and got your Maxwell house and you got your Dunkin' and you got your Starbucks and that's what motivated you to come, or your energy drink. But he arrested you. He got you up. It's an urge to know him. It's an urge. He put it inside of you. Solomon said he put eternity in our hearts. There's a part of him, a God-shaped hole, that nothing else can fill. When you fill it with him, you'll understand better. You'd be more effective in the earth. He also put a personal craving, an urge, but a personal craving to be like him. Before you say, I don't want to be like nobody. Well, you saw those eyelashes before you put them on somebody else. You would be a multimillionaire if you came up with it yourself. Pastor Sabrina came in there the other day blinking. I said, what you doing? What you doing? What? What? I don't need no face stuff. I don't need that. Blinking. I don't need that. What you doing? Come on. What's wrong with y'all? What's going on? I'm a real man. I don't need all that. I don't need that. Natural. Natural. You don't have to put on long weave and heels and act like you somebody else. Natural. I'm a real man. You don't have to fake like you're somebody else, put on a uniform, and then you don't have to do none of that. That's all pornography. I'm natural. You forgot? You forgot? Man, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen. Don't let the world suck you in anything. Be who you are. Oh, my God. God gifted you with personality and identity. He gave it to you. Even when you get saved, you don't have to change your personality. Just change your ways. You temper it. You don't lead out with your personality. You temper it and release it as necessary. He gave you your personality. I was sharing with the early church this morning. You know, I went to a restaurant and the waitress, I guess she was tired, but she brought me a bowl of soup and just sat it there. It wasted all over everything. And so pastor said, oh no, don't do that to him. I said, hold up. You don't have to do that, honey. It's okay. She's tired. No. Oh no. She said, oh no. And got up, took the bowl all the way back to the kitchen. And said, no, you don't treat him that way. Now, I backed up. But she said, oh, no. And I was like, wow. Because I would have let it go. I would have allowed it to go. But she said, oh, no. You don't. Nobody treats you that way. Like that. I was like, okay. And once that got kicked in, nobody can treat me any kind of way. Because the incubation of who I am was there, but it wasn't released. It wasn't activated. When I was a kid, my mama said, stop looking at people like that. You manage. I used to stare at people like this. She said, that's manage. Because from North Florida, when she was a little girl, if you looked at a white man like that, you may get in trouble. That was her world. Y'all understand? So she inflicted that on her kids. Stop looking at these people. So I look away because I was punished for looking at, I was young looking at people just like this. That's how she raised us. Y'all don't understand why people are the way they are, right? But from her life, when she was born in the 40s, to look at a white male like that would be dead in the South. That's how she raised us. Now, she didn't say, let me give you a history in black history. She didn't say that. She just said, stop being managed. That's how I interpret it. Manage is to look at people as managed. So I look away. So my preference and the things that I probably would have grown up with were suppressed until she said with a bowl of soup, you know, nobody deserved that. No, don't do that. Then the bull came out of me. Not a red bull, I'm talking about a black bull. It was in there, but it was dormant. Y'all understand?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
For an MP3 of today's message, Knowing God, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-2611. That's reference number 2303-2611.
Ebbasai Inspired Men. It is time to huddle and strategize on maximizing your potential as a kingdom man for the glory of God and the betterment of your family and loved ones. Our regularly scheduled fellowships will resume in person only beginning Saturday, April 8th at 9 a.m.
Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey.
Ambassadors for Christ is conducting its annual Toiletry Drive. Donation bins are in the fellowship hall, so please fill the containers with travel-sized personal care items such as bar soap and body wash, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and much more. If you wish to help in other ways, contact ambassadors@truthrevealed.org.
Easter Sunday is special because we celebrate what Jesus' death secured and what the resurrection ensures. Plan to join us at the Sunrise Service on Sunday, April 9th at 5:30 a.m. at Castaways Point Park, followed by a continental breakfast in the Fellowship Hall. Then join us in our worship experience at 8 and 11 a.m. as we celebrate the Savior.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.